Go. All right, 我们的主,
let's pray. The Lord who loves us,
为我们钉在十字架上, 又从死里复活的主,
you have been crucified to the cross and also resurrected for us. We thank you.
再一次给我们机会一同聚集,
that you've given us another opportunity to gather and to draw near to you and to listen to your words, that we may manifest your glory. Lord, we thank you. Not only you died for us, you also resurrected for us and release your life from within you, and that we may enjoy this resurrection life. Lord, we thank you and praise you. You are the Son of the High of the Holy Living God. And yet you humble yourself and become a man.
穿上了人的身体,
took on the fashion of a man.
在地上和我们一样的生活,
and live a life like man.
你为着我们所犯的罪,
and for our sins,
经历了多少的痛苦,
that you have suffered much,
被人讥笑,
you have been despised,
被人辱骂,
and scolded,
被人鞭打,
and being whipped,
结果把你钉在十字架上,
and in the end you have been crucified to the cross.
因为神把我们所有人的罪, 都摆在了你的身上,
and God has put all of our sins on you.
你承受了那一个罪的刑罚,
and you have suffered the punishment for our sins.
承受了神的公义的要求,
and you have satisfied the righteous requirement of God.
主，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你是我们的救主。
You are our Savior.
当你死在十字架上的时候,
when you die on the cross,
是替我们死,
you die for us,
也是带着我们与你同死,
and you substitute for us to
主,
die for us.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you, Lord.
因着你的恩典,
for your grace,
你让圣灵开了我们的眼睛,
the Holy Spirit opened up our eyes,
让我们看见我们是在罪恶当中挣扎的人。
You see that we are sinners struggling in our sins.
我们是在死亡的捆绑当中生活的人。
We are struggling.
你也让我们看见,
you cause us to see that
你是我们的救主,
you are our Savior,
你是我们唯一的救主,
our only Savior.
普天之下, 除了你以外,
apart from you,
再没有别的拯救,
there's no other salvation.
主，我们感谢赞美你,
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你这样的开启了我们,
for you love us,
我们得以今天成为神的儿女,
that we can become children of God.
主，我们感谢你, 赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
今天是你复活的早上,
today is the resurrection,
我们一同聚集在你的面前,
we gather before you,
我们不只渴慕你的同在,
we long for your presence,
我们也渴慕你向我们说话,
long for you to speak to us.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你是我们永远的救主,
you are our glorious,
永远的主,
Savior, our eternal God.
我们在这里等候你,
we're waiting for you.
愿你听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayers.
开启我们里面的耳朵,
open up the eyes of our heart.
能听你的话,
that we can hear you.
开启我们里面的眼睛,
open up the eyes of our heart.
能看见你的荣美,
that we can see your glorious beauty.
祷告奉主耶稣的名,
we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 感谢赞美主,
praise and thank the Lord.
早上我愿意借着这个机会和众弟兄姊妹一同看看主耶稣基督怎样的成为我们的生命。
And this morning I want to examine with you how did the Lord Jesus become our life.
我们读几处的圣经,
let us read a few scriptures. John's Gospel, chapter 1.
这是我们最熟悉的经文,
this is a very familiar scripture to us all.
太初有道,
in the beginning was the Word.
道就是神,
and the Word was God.
道与神同在,
and the Word was with God.
道就是神,
And the Word was God.
这道太初与神同在。
He was in the beginning with God.
万物是借着他造的。
All things were made through him.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
And without him, nothing was made that was made.
第四节，生命在他里头。
In him was life.
这生命就是人的光。
And the life was the light of man.
这里说到太初有道。
Here he says, in the beginning was the word.
这个道就是神的话。
And this word is the word of God.
这个道和神是同等的。
And this word was equal with God.
因为他说的话就代表他自己。
Because whatever he say represent himself.
话语是一个讲话的人的发表。
Words are the expression of a person.
若是一个人不说话。
If a person did not speak.
没有一个人能认识他。
No one can really know him.
没有一个人能知道他里面藏的是什么。
Or even to think about what is hidden in his heart.
没有人能够知道他是谁。
No one know who he is.
他是什么。
What sort of person he is.
人必须讲话。
A man must speak.
神是一位讲话的神。
And God is a God that speaks.
神若没有讲话。
Without God speaking.
就没有人能认识神。
And no one can understand God.
人若没有听见神对他讲话
If a man did not hear God speaking to him
他不可能认识神
He cannot know God
所以要认识神就要认识神的话
So if you want to know God you must know God's word
神是借着他所说的话把他自己启示给人
God revealed himself to us through the word he has spoken
这就是为什么圣经是这样的宝贝
That is why the Bible is so precious
圣经是唯一的一本书
The Bible is the only book
记载了神的话
That recorded the word of God
而且这个话让我们认识他
And through this word we can know God
这就是太初有道的意思
That is the meaning why I say in the beginning was the word
第四节这里说这个道生命在他里头
And then he said in this word in him was life
简单地说就是生命的道
In the sense that he is the word of life
这个话是生命的话
And this word is the word of life
它不是启示神自己
It's not just only revealing God himself
而且它带着生命
And it also came with life
这是他从太初就有的生命之道
This is the life that he has from the beginning
我们都熟悉创世纪
We all know the book of Genesis
圣经的第一本书
The first book of the Bible
第一句话
The first word
在那里说起初神
It says from the beginning in the beginning God
这个起初是在约翰福音的太初之后的
And that beginning was actually after
在
the beginning that John said
在英文分别不出来
In English you cannot see the difference
但是中文翻译是更接近原来的文字
But the Chinese translation was more is closer to the original language
太初和起初是不一样的
There is a difference between the beginning of John's Gospel and the beginning in Genesis.
说到太初，那个时候还没有时间的观念。
When you say in the beginning was the word, that beginning means that there's nothing.
没有时间以前的那个开始叫做太初。
That's in eternity past, that's before time begins.
太初有道。
In the beginning was the word.
还没有时间以前就有了道。
So before time exists, there was the word.
就有了生命的道。
He has that word of life.
就有了神的话。
God's word.
神的话从太初就有的。
And God's word existed in eternity past.
时间还没有开始就有了神。
Before time began, God was there.
和神的话。
And his word.
这是约翰福音第一章所说的。
This is what John chapter 1 says.
但是这个从太初到起初之间。
So from the beginning of John to the beginning of Genesis.
神第一次的创造。
The first creation of God.
有了改变。
There is a change.
那就是创世纪的第一章第一节。
That was the verse 1 of chapter, Genesis chapter 1.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created
这个起初是时间的开始。
That is the beginning of time.
神创造天地的时候
when God created the heaven and the earth,
就是时间的开始
that was the beginning of time.
在没有时间的时候只有神
before time began, only God was there.
没有天地
there's no heaven or earth.
也没有世界
there's no world.
当然也没有今天的宇宙
of course, there's no universe as we have today.
没有一切的生物
there's no life,
也没有人
no beings.No、
神是在没有这一切之前就存在的神。
So God existed before all these were created.
我们可以称它做过去的永远。
We can say that this is eternity past.
在过去的永远里有一位说话的神。
In eternity past, there is a God who speaks.
在他所在的这个空间里。
That in his, in this space that he lives.
创造了今天我们所在的宇宙。
He created the universe that we saw today.
创造了天地。
He created heaven and the earth.
但是这个天地。
But this heaven and earth.
变成了黑暗的堕落了。
It became dark. It became fallen.
就变成空虚混沌。
That's why it says the earth was without form and void. And darkness was on the face of the deep.
在这个渊在黑暗笼罩的创造里
So in this place full of darkness,
神重新在整理这他的创造
God again recreates.
这就是创世纪第一章的故事
That's the story of Genesis 1.
在那里神第二节说地是空虚混沌渊面黑暗
It says the earth was without form and void
神就借着他的灵运行在这个黑暗的空间
And the spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters
神的灵运行在水面上
God's spirit was moving above the waters
神说要有光就有了光
Then God said, let there be light, and there was light.
神开始创造
And God began his creation.
我们很熟悉神的创造
We are familiar with this.
他用了五天的时间
He used 5 days.
这个天就是时间的天
And that time, that day was the time,
beginning of time. 有早上有晚上
There's morning and evening.
是可以计算的了
That we can count.
太初你不可以计算
In the eternity past,
那是过去无限的永远
It's eternity past
但是来到神创造的世界里
But we come to the earth
有了时间
That when he got created There's time begins
有晚上
There's morning and night
这是第一天
That's the first day
第二天到第五天
Second day until the fifth day
神创造了一切所有的
God created all this
最后第六天
Lastly,
才创造了人。
On the sixth day, he created man.
神是神创在神的创造中，人是最后的产物。
And basically, in the creation of all beings, man was the last product.
在神创造了人的时候，我们记得神是用地上的尘土造人。
And when we saw God created man, he created man out of the dust.
然后向他吹了一口气。
And breathed into his nostrils.
神造了一个人是泥土造的。
God created man out of the dust of the ground.
神向他吹了一口气。
And then breathed into him.
这个泥土造的人就成了有灵的活人。
And the man became a living being.
这是我们用的和合本圣经的翻译。
And that was translated in the 和合本 Chinese version.
英文的翻译是一个活的魂。
In English, it was a living soul.
神所造的人是一个活的魂。
And they say that the man God created was a living soul or living being.
当神吹的气和这个泥土的人接触的时候，这个泥土的人就有了魂。
But as God breathed into the man make of the dust of the earth, this man became a living being.
每一个受造的人都有一个魂。
Every created being has a soul.
那这个活，这个活的魂。
This living soul.
这个活的魂是表示说他有生命。
It means that he has life.
在这个活的魂里头。这个人有个生命
So this living soul has a life.
神所造的所有的造物当中，只有人有一个活的生命。
But in all the created beings, only man has a living, has a life.
在五天当中，神造了许多的动物。
God created many animals.
也造了许多的植物。
Many plants and vegetation.
这些植物和动物都是为着人所预备的。
And all these animals and vegetation are for man.
甚至于说，神所造的天和地也是为着人所预备的。
We can even say that heaven and the earth God created was for man.
神所造的天地要承受最后神所造的人。
And this heaven and earth God created is to receive the man that God created.
唯有人能和神有来往。
Only man can have the relationship with God.
其他的造物都不能和神有来往。
All created beings cannot have a relationship with God.
根据圣经的记载，神也从来没有和一棵树、一个动物讲话。
In the Bible, God it never recorded that God speaking to an animal or to a plant.
神讲话是向人讲。
God speak to man.
和天使讲话。
Or speak to angels.
但是当时的天使有一部分是堕落了。
But we knew there was a group of angels that had fallen.
与神为敌。
And they became enemies of God.
他们盼望他们自己能够成为神。
They hope that they can become God, like God.
他们要把自己升级到神的地步。
They want to ascend themselves into be like God.
结果，因着他们的高傲。
And because of their pride.
神就打了叉。
God has caused them to fall.
成为一个背叛的天使。
That they become a rebellious angel.
成为神的仇敌。
Became the enemies of God.
这个神的仇敌，他们有他们的活动。
These enemies of God, they have this activity.
就是要和神来抢夺人，地上的人。
They try to fight for the souls of men.
直到今天还是这样。
Even until today, it is still the same.
我们说这神的仇敌就是魔鬼。
We can say that God's enemy was the devil.
魔鬼的工作就是要和人和神抢夺人的灵魂。
And devil's work is try to fight for the souls of men with God.
人的灵魂是包括灵和魂。
Because God, a man, has spirit and soul.
这个正确的讲法，灵和魂。
In a sense that he has spirit and soul.
直到今天，魔鬼还是要和神抢夺人的灵和魂。
And even today, the devil is still fighting to gain control of man's spirit and soul.
我们的身体是一个物质的东西。
Our body is a physical being.
我们的灵和魂不是物质的东西。
But our soul and spirit is not material.
我们的身体是灵和魂的载体。
Our body is basically a habitation place for the spirit and soul.
神把灵和魂装在一个身体里。
God has put a spirit and soul in this body.
这个灵魂装在这个身体里头，这个人的身体就会活动。
So as this body has a soul and spirit, this body
你有一个身体。
You have a body.
你有肢体。
You have a body.
但是若是你的灵魂不装在你里头。
But if your body has no soul or spirit,
你的身体不会活动。
Then your body cannot move.
你的身体没有不能。显出它的功用。
Then your body cannot show forth its function.
我们说人活是因为他灵魂在他身体里。
We say a person is living because he has spirit and soul.
我们说人死了。
If a person dies,
就是他的灵魂离开了他的身体。
That means that his spirit and soul left his body.
身体是物质的。
The body is material things.
物质是可以朽坏的。
These material things can be corrupted.
身体是物质可以变化的。
Man's body is a material thing, it can change.
但是灵魂是不灭的。
But soul and spirit can never die.
当灵魂离开身体的时候。
So when the spirit and soul left the body,
他要找到一个自己的归属。
You need to find a place to belong.
人的灵魂只有两个归属。
There's only two places it can go.
一个是上天。
One is ascended to the heavens.
一个是下地。
One is descended into the earth.
地是给人的灵魂受刑罚的地方。
When you say go into, go under, it means that you'll be under punishment.
这就是人和人的神的创造的那个关系。
And that is the relationship between man and God.
我们的灵是和神来往的一个机关。
Our spirit is a channel we can have fellowship with God.
我们的魂是人和人来往的一个媒介。
And our soul is a medium between to have communication between men.
要是人的魂不正常。
If a person's soul is not normal.
我们就说这个人这个是就是这个我们平常说他精神有问题。
And if we say someone he is not normal in his soul function, that we say that he could be mentally ill.
他不能正常的管理自己。
He cannot properly care for himself.
他就很难和人来往。
He cannot have communication with men.
我们所有和人的来往。
All our communication with people.
都是魂的活动。
Is basically an activity of the soul.
我们的身体是物质的。
Our body is physical.
我们这个物质的身体只能和物质接触。
Our physical body can only have physical things, have in touch with physical things.
我们的物质的身体要听灵和魂的支配。
And this physical body are under the command of the soul and spirit.
但是我们的灵因着我们的祖宗犯了罪。
But our spirit, because our ancestor has sinned.
堕落在罪恶当中。
It had fallen into sin.
也就是说堕落在魔鬼所设的那些网罗当中。
Basically fallen under the control of the dominion of Satan.
神，这个魔鬼为着要和神抢夺人的灵魂。
In order for the devils, the fallen angels to fight for the souls of men with God.
他就设计了很多的网罗。
So they have set many traps.
就是罪的网罗。
And it's basically the traps of sin.
他照着人所那个私欲所喜悦的。
According to the evil desires within men,
你喜欢什么，他就给你什么。
What you like, it will give you.
来，要换取你生命的管理权。
To change for the rules to dominate you.
这就是人堕落的故事。
That is the story of man's fall.
你喜欢金钱吗？
Do you love money?
他给你金钱，
he will give you money.
但是他要得到管理你的权，
but then he must gain control of your soul.
就是罪的权势，
and that's basically the dominion of sin.
今天像世界上所有的人，
today everyone in the world
都经历过这个罪的权势的管辖，
we have all experienced this dominion of sin in our life.
自己想脱离都不能脱离，
we try to be free from it, but we could not.
因为这是一个网罗，
because this is a trap.
这个网络今天我们可以很实际的用一个情况来说明。
And this trap, today we can describe it in this way.
很多年轻的人今天最喜欢的是所谓上网。
Many young people today like to go onto the net.
年纪大的人也许不大懂。
And those who are really old, they will not understand what that is.
今天电脑是很普遍的。
Today computers are everywhere.
这个电脑可以上面有一个网络，是和全世界的所有的人事物都可以联系的。
And the computers can connect to the internet that is basically connecting all the computers.
你若会上网
，If you know how to go onto the net，
这个网上可以供给你所有你所想要的东西。
Everything you wanted.I wanted to know it can be supplied by the internet.
人说今天是一个信息的时代。
And today we say this is an information.
这个信息就是从这个网上来供给人。
Because the internet can provide all the information.
一切你所想要的东西。
Everything you want.
你都可以上网去找到。
You can find them on the internet.
但是你要把这个管理权交给魔鬼。
But then you need to give your dominion of yourself to
the devil. 那些上网上的不能脱离的人，
those who are addicted to internet,
就是给魔鬼完全 把他占有了。
They're basically fully dominated by the devil.
今天很多的年轻人情愿放下一切正常的生活。
Today, many young people can lay down their normal life.
他把他的时间用在上网。
They can spend all their time on the internet.
这是一个很大的罪恶的网。
This is a great net of sin.
网的本身。
The net itself,
没有问题。
The web itself is no problem.
这是神给人的智慧，用科技的方法所研究出来的一个方式和方法。
It is basically a tool that intelligence of man that God has given to create a medium where people can communicate.
方便人过正常的生活。
To make our living easier.
但是很可惜
，But unfortunately,
给魔鬼利用了。
It has been used by the devil.
而且差不多是占用了。
Or basically fully occupied by him.
利用这个网来买人的灵魂的控制权。
That he used this net to control the life of men.
年轻的人很懂。
Many young people know what it is.
你想脱离都不能。
Even you try to run away from it, you cannot.
你要正常的使用它。
You can use it normally.
你可以得到帮助。
You can be helped.
但是可惜。
But unfortunately,
网上的东西。
Everything on the internet.
已经给魔鬼占用了。
It has been occupied by Satan.
你要，他控制了你。
Once it takes control of your life.
控制了你的魂。
Or control of your soul.
让你的喜怒哀乐都被他管理了。
That all your emotion has been controlled by it.
神给人一个身体。神把灵和魂装在身体里。
God has given spirit and soul into our body. There's only one will.
要借着他所做的来得着荣耀。
That through what he made, he will receive glory.
要借着他所造的人，把他的旨意从天上带到地上。
That he will bring his will from heaven to earth through man.
但是人失败了。
But man has fallen.
落在罪恶和魔鬼的网罗中。
And fell into the traps of sin and Satan.
不能自救。
They cannot save themselves.
只有等候最后的审判。
They can only waiting for the last judgment.
但是神不甘心。
But God is not happy to end it.
神爱他所造的人。
God loved what he created.
神要拯救他所造的人。
God wants to save the people he created.
神就预备了一个拯救的方法。
So he prepared a way of salvation.
这个方法就是让他的儿子主耶稣基督来到世上。
This way of salvation is asking his son to come to this world.
为这些做堕落的人预备一个救法。
And prepare a way of redemption for this group of people who are fallen.
这是神慈爱的一面。
This is showing us God's love.
但是神不只是慈爱的神。
But God is not only a God of love.
神也是一位公道正义的神。
God is also a God of justice and righteousness.
我们说他是公义的神。
We say he's a God of righteousness.
公道和正义。
He's justice. He is right.
犯了罪的人必须要对他犯的罪负责任。
Everyone who sinned must be responsible for the sins they committed.
他犯了罪。
If you sin,
得罪了神,
you've sinned against God,
亏欠了人,
and you,
他必须要负责。
You have caused offense to people, you must be responsible for it.
你犯罪吗? 你要付出犯罪的代价。
In the sense that if you sin, you must pay the price of sin.
简单的来讲, 圣经告诉我们,
In summary, the Bible says to us,
犯罪的结果就是死亡。
The end of sin is death.
在圣经是这样说，罪的工价就是死。
The Bible say in this way that the wages of sin is death.
你要犯罪吗
？If you sin,
你要知道犯罪的工价就是死。
Then you must know that
结果就是死。
The result, the price is death.
这是神的公义所定规的。
This is determined by the righteousness of God.
但是神也预备了救法。
But God also prepared a way of
salvation. 要让这些在罪中死了的人
that those people who are dying in sin
能够重新得着生命
that they can again receive life
脱离死亡
they can be free from death
那就是让他的儿子来替我们受了罪的刑罚。
That is that his son has suffered in our stead.
圣经告诉我们，
the Bible says,
神把所有世人的罪，
God has put the sins of the whole world,
古今中外所有罪人的罪，
from the past, present, and the future, all the sins of human beings,
都加在他儿子的身上。
It has been put on the son.
他让这他的儿子成为代罪的羔羊。
That his son became the lamb that was sacrificed for us.
所以今天我们对于这个代罪的羔羊四个字很清楚。
Today we understood what it means that for a lamb that has substituted you for your sin.
你替人受过。
When you suffer for others,
人说你是代罪的羔羊。
They say you are the lamb that suffered for others.
这个典故就是从这里来的。
Actually, it came from this meaning.
神让他的儿子来做了我们赎罪的羔羊。
God has caused his son to be a lamb of God that suffered for us.
这就是十字架的故事。
That is the story of the cross.
神的儿子为什么上了十字架呢？
Why did the son of God go to the cross?
因为他要替世人付上犯罪的代价。
Because he must pay the price of sin for all human beings.
他是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
He is holy without blemish.
他是圣洁的羔羊。
He is a holy and without blemish, a lamb of God.
他是无罪的。
Without sin.
圣经上说他和罪从来没有关系。
The Bible says he had no relationship
with sin at all. 但是为着要替人赎罪。
But in order to redeem us.
他自己成了罪。
He became sin for
us. 他成了罪身。
He became a body of sin.
他成了人。
He became a man.
穿上人的身体。
Put on the form of man.
替人的罪付上了罪的代价。
And for man's sins, he paid the ultimate price.
犯罪的人该死。
The sinners should die.
但是他来替罪人死。
But he substitute us and die for us.
就是他来替你我死。
He substitute you and I to die.
他替我们的罪上了十字架。
He went to the cross for our sins.
他所流的血。
He shed his blood.
是替我们的罪流的。
And it shed for our sins.
因为在神的面前。
Because before God.
若不流血。
Without the shedding of blood,
罪就不能赦免。
There's no remission of sins.
流血就是死的意思。
To shed blood means to die.
在旧约，人以色列人犯了罪。
In the Old Testament, when the Israelites sinned,
不能亲近神。
They cannot draw near to God.
他们要来亲近敬拜神的时候。
When they need to draw near to God,
他们必须要带一个牲口来。
They must take an animal with them.
或者是牛，或者是羊。
Whether it's a bullock or a lamb,
或者是一个鸽子。
Or even a pigeon.
要把他们杀了。
They will kill these animals.
带着这些祭牲的血才能够敬拜神。
Then with the blood of the animals there where they can now draw near to God.
这是神的律。
This is God's law.
叫做若不流血罪就不得赦免。
Without the shedding of blood there's no remission of sins.
在律法底下。
Under that law.
是祭牲的血。
That is the animal's blood.
来代替人犯罪。这个刑罚。
To substitute the punishment that should happen to man.
什么时候你犯了罪？
When you sin against God.
你就要带着一个祭牲杀了他。
Then you must take an animal and kill that animal.
替你赎罪。
To substitute you for your sins.
但是神的救法是让他的儿子来做了那个牺牲。
But God's salvation is that his son.Should be the animal or to be the substituting thing to die for you. That is the only way. The only person who can really bear all our sins. Because he himself is without sin. He do not need to die for himself. Why did he die? Because God put all of our sins on him.
从旧约到新约都有一个字。
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, there is this word.
叫做相信。
That is believe.
信就是信神的话。
To believe in God's word.
叫一切信的人。
That whoever believes in him.
能够罪得赦免。
That their sins can be forgiven.
你如果信神的羔羊为你死。
If you believe the Lamb of God died for you.
你如果信神的儿子为你死。
If you believe that the Son of God died for you.
他的血要洗净你一切的罪。
Then his blood will cleanse you from all your sins.
这就是神的救法。
This is the salvation of God.
神没有要求我们做什么。
God did not require us to do anything else.
他的要求我们做不到。
Because his requirement we cannot reach.
但是这个信是每一个人都能做到。
But believing everybody can do it.
不管你是什么身份。
Doesn't matter what position you have.
你都会信。
You can believe.
因为你一出生。
Because from the day you were born,
神就把一个能信的机关摆在你里面。
God has put an instrument within you that you can believe.
你可以想想看。
You can think about it.
今天我们做每一件事情。
Everything that we do today.
都是靠信心。
We actually do them by faith.
不是靠别的。
Not by anything else.
你坐在这个椅子上，
you are sitting on the chair.
你就有个信心，因为它能承担你。
You have a faith that the chair can support you.
你吃东西，
when you eat,
你会相信它没有毒。
You believe that the food is without poison.
这是神给人的一个出生与生俱来的一个机能。
So that is that instrument that God put in man that you have from birth.
你能上坐汽车来到这里，你就要相信这个汽车能载你来。
When you sit on the car, you believe the car can take you.
你若不信，你不会上去。
If you do not believe, you cannot sit
in that car. 所以每一个人都会信。
Everyone can believe in something.
你会相信，你种一个种子，它就会长起来。
You believe you plant a seed that the seed will grow.
所有的农夫都是凭着这个信心。
All farmers live by that faith.
不然的话，他就不能把种子种下去。
Otherwise, they will not plant the seed.
这是。人类最基本的神给他的一个机能。
So that's the most fundamental instrument that God put in man.
所以神向人发出一个宣告。
So when God proclaimed this to man,
我的要求不高。
My requirement is not great.
你只要信。
Only believe.
我的儿子为你死。
That my son died for you.
洗净你的罪。
He will cleanse you from all your sins.
你的罪就得赦免了。
Then your sins can be forgiven.
这就是信的意思。
That is the meaning of faith and believing. Believing in God's word.
圣经里这样的话很多。
The Bible has many such words.
谁信神所说的话。
Whoever believes in the word of God.
谁在神面前就得着悦纳。
Then they can be accepted by God.
神若人若不信神的话，
If a man do not believe in God,
这就是最大的罪。
That is the biggest sin.
若是有人要得罪你，
If a man wants to offend you,
很简单，
Very easy.
就是不信你。
He say, I don't believe in you.
那就是对你的最大的得罪。
That is perhaps the biggest offense to you.
你不信神就是一个最大的罪。
If you say you do not believe in God,
这是人基本的罪。
That is the most fundamental sin.
我们的始祖犯罪。
Our forefathers sin.
就是说亚当夏娃犯罪。
That we say Adam and Eve sin.
就是因为不信神的话。
Because they do not believe in God.
神说你不可吃这个树上的果子。
God said do not eat of this, the fruits of this tree.
他不信。
They do not believe it.
他就吃了。
They eat it.
结果他就死了。
And therefore they die.
他的灵死了。
His soul will die.
我们从这我们的亚当夏娃这个祖宗就承受了这么一个不幸的事实。
So we receive this unbelief from our forefathers.
我们落在罪里。
We've fallen into sin.
我们可以信神。
We can believe in God.
但是我们受了撒旦的欺骗。
But we have been deceived by Satan.
我们接受了谎言。
We received the lies.
我们的信掉了。
And therefore, we lost our faith.
失丧了信心。
We have lost our belief.
我们从前有。
We in the past we had.
神给我们信的机能。
God has given us this function.
但是我们失掉了。
But we lost it.
所以我们要回到神面前。
So we must return to God.
先把我们的信拾回来。
And to find that faith.
相信神的话。
To believe in God's word.
神爱世上的人。
God loved the people of this world.
把他的爱子赐给世上的人。
He given us his son.
为世人死。
He died for us.
担当我们的罪。
To bear our sins.
为我们流血。
To shed his blood for us.
凡信他的。
Whoever believes in him.
就不至于死。
They shall not die.
就凡信主耶稣的人
，those who believe in the Lord Jesus，
就不再为不需要再为着自己的罪担心。
They should not worry for their sins.
因为主耶稣已经替我们付上了代价。
Because Jesus Christ has paid the price for us.
叫一切信主耶稣的人
，whoever believes in the Lord Jesus，
不至灭亡
，shall not perish，
反得着永远的生命
，but have eternal life。
这就是神的救法。
This is the salvation of God.
凡信主耶稣的人
，whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ，
就是接受主耶稣。
Those who accept Him，
接受主耶稣的人就不需要灭亡。
Those who accept the Lord Jesus Christ，
凡得一个永远的生命
，but have eternal life。
这个永远的生命
，this eternal life，
是神的生命
，it's the life of God。
借着主耶稣从死里复活释放出来
，through Jesus Christ rising from death that He released。
上一个主日是复活节
，last Sunday was the Easter Sunday，
是纪念主耶稣从死里复活。
Remembering Jesus Christ rising from the dead，
这是一个全世界的节日。
That is the holiday festival celebrated by the whole world。
但是也被魔鬼利用了。
But it also has been used by Satan。
简单的说，世界把复活耶稣基督的复活商业化了。
Basically, the world commercialized the Easter meaning or true meaning of Easter。
用罪恶来侵蚀了它，污染了它。
Really corrupted the whole idea and despised it with sin。
你看到了圣诞节
we know that coming to
人借着纪念主耶稣的降生
to remember Jesus incarnation，
其实主耶稣也不是12月25号生的
we also know that Jesus was not born on 25th December，
魔鬼能够利用人的心理
but Satan can use the mind of man，
就用一个假的日子
to use a false date，
本来的圣诞节的那个日子
the real Christmas day，
乃是古罗马人他们古希腊人他们敬拜太阳的太阳节
It's actually is the day of a festival of the sun that the Romans
但是魔鬼能牢笼人的心
But Satan in order to corrupt us
把太阳节污染了
They actually corrupted the festival of the sun
利用它来做耶稣的生日
And to use it as the birthday of Jesus
世界的犯罪率
the crimes in the world，
犯罪的花样
and the patterns of their sins，
最高的那一天
the highest crime rate，
就是圣诞节
is actually on Christmas day，
所有的罪恶
more or lot of sins，
借着纪念耶稣的生日
through remembering Jesus birthday，
假借那一个生日
using that day，
在世界上普遍的影响人
they actually has damage a lot of people all over the world.
借着圣诞节把它商业化，把它赌博化，一切的犯罪都在那一天。
By commercialized Christmas and to make it like a day of gambling.
那一天你要给。